Okay, so today, let's really dive into something that I think is super important.
Okay.
And that is how Native American students can find that perfect college fit, you know?
Right.
And I'm not just talking about academics, you know,
Right.
we're talking about those programs that really nurture cultural identity, which, as I think we're going to learn today, is a huge part of success.
Absolutely.
And we are so lucky to have an expert with us today to kind of unpack all of this.
Yeah.
They've spent years exploring how education and culture intersect.
Yes.
And trust me, you're going to love their insights.
Well, I'm excited to be here. This is such a crucial topic. And the source of material we're working with today, this blog post by Carrie Trosseth, I mean, it really highlights a point I'm passionate about.
Right. And Carrie's a school counselor who specializes in this area. And, you know, she talks about how, like, you know, at the start of her career, she thought, oh, my experience will translate perfectly to working with Native American students. And then she quickly learned it wasn't just about getting good grades.
Exactly. She had this aha moment where she realized that it went way beyond, the typical college prep advice.
Yeah.
It was about understanding that for a lot of Native students, cultural identity is absolutely paramount to them not just surviving, but thriving in a college setting.
And that really resonated with me too, you know, because it's about understanding that deep sense of belonging, you know, that
Yeah.
connection to their heritage, which honestly I think is essential for anyone's well-being,
Absolutely.
but especially when you're navigating a new and potentially very different environment like college.
Absolutely. And that's where this idea of cultural capital comes into play.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So you can think of it like a toolbox,
Okay.
but instead of wrenches and hammers, it's filled with, the skills, the knowledge, the traditions that have been passed down through generations.
I love that analogy. So it's not just about, you know, the financial aid that you get,
Right.
but this wealth of cultural resources that can empower students.
Precisely. It's a built-in support system.
Yeah.
It's a network of shared values and understanding.
Yeah.
And the programs that Carrie highlights in her blog, they tap into and nurture that cultural capital,
Wow.
allowing students to draw strength from their heritage as they navigate college life.
Okay, so let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Carrie breaks down five key types of programs.
Okay.
And honestly, some of these blew my mind.
Okay.
First up, we have American Indian Studies.
Okay.
Now, I know what you might be thinking.
What's that?
Oh, just a history class, right?
Right, it's just a history.
But it goes so much deeper than that.
It's about exploring identity in all its dimensions. So imagine studying law through the lens of tribal sovereignty or social justice movements led by indigenous activists.
Wow.
It's about seeing your history and culture reflected in the curriculum, and that's incredibly powerful for students.
So true. In fact, the blog mentions how the University of Minnesota even has a whole major in American Indian Studies, and get this, with a language track in Dakota and Ojibwe.
Whoa.
I mean, that's
Whoa.
incredible.
That's amazing. And it speaks to a growing movement within academia to not just study indigenous cultures, but to actively participate in their revitalization.
Right.
And for students having access to those resources, learning from professors who share their heritage, that can be transformative.
Totally. And speaking of language, that's our next program category.
Okay.
This one really hit me hard. The blog mentions the Ho-Chunk language, which only has 10 fluent speakers left.
Wow.
Can you imagine the urgency to preserve something so precious?
It's heartbreaking, but it highlights why programs like the one at Blackfeet Community College offering Piikani language courses are so vital. I mean, these aren't just language classes.
Right.
These are lifelines to cultural survival.
And for students who might be the first in their families to attend college,
Right.
having the opportunity to reconnect with their language to
Right.
understand their ancestors' stories, I mean, that's.
It's huge. It can be a way of honoring their past while shaping their future. And
Wow.
it shows how colleges are recognizing the importance of linguistic diversity and cultural preservation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sense of connection to the past is so important for building a strong future. And that leads us perfectly into our next program type, Native American teaching preparation.
Yeah. These programs are incredible because they're directly addressing a critical need. I mean, Carrie points out that only 1% of public school teachers are Native American. Just let that sink in for a moment.
Wow, that's a staggering statistic. No wonder Carrie calls this a critical need.
Exactly. And it's about so much more than just numbers. Programs like the one at the University of Arizona are working to change that by actively supporting aspiring Native American teachers.
Yeah, it's about ensuring that Native American students see themselves reflected in their educators. Imagine the impact of having a teacher who understands your culture, your history, your perspective.
It's about creating culturally responsive classrooms where all students can thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And for those future teachers, it's a way of bringing their knowledge and experience back to their communities, nurturing the next generation.
It's like a ripple effect of positive change.
Absolutely.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about tribal management. This one really piqued my interest because it's all about empowering communities from within.
Absolutely. Carrie really emphasizes the importance of self-determination. And these programs equip students with the tools to do just that.
Right. It's not just about learning management skills in the abstract. It's about understanding the unique challenges and opportunities facing tribal communities.
Exactly. They're learning how to lead social programs, manage resources like land and water, advocate for their community's needs, and strengthen their cultural institutions.
It's about building a brighter future for their nations. And I love that there are even shorter programs available for students who might not be able to commit to a four-year degree right away. Carrie even mentions one at Nicolet College in Wisconsin.
Accessibility is key. Not everyone has the same path, and having these options allows more individuals to gain valuable skills and knowledge they can bring back to their communities.
Okay, are you ready for a final program type? This one's for all you listeners who, like me, love discovering those unique and almost hidden gems out there. Get this: traditional ecological knowledge or tech.
Ah, tech. It's a fascinating field that's finally getting the recognition it deserves. It's about acknowledging the deep connection Indigenous communities have with nature and the wealth of knowledge accumulated over centuries of direct experience.
The blog describes it as evolving knowledge, not just static facts. It's about understanding the intricate ways plants, animals, and the environment interact, and how humans are a part of that web, not separate from it.
It's about sustainability, spirituality, and recognizing the wisdom embedded in traditional practices.
Mm.
You know, for a student who's passionate about environmental science, but also deeply connected to their cultural heritage, this could be the perfect intersection.
Exactly. And get this, Oregon State University even has a tech lab where they're studying things like ethnobotany, which for our listeners who might not be familiar is the study of how different cultures use plants for food medicine and even spiritual purposes.
It's about bridging that ancient wisdom with modern science and recognizing the invaluable contributions Indigenous knowledge systems can make to fields like conservation resource management and even medicine. It's really about understanding that the best solutions often come from blending different ways of knowing.
I love that. It's about honoring the past while looking to the future, which seems to be a recurring theme with all of these programs. But here's something that really struck me about Carrie's blog post. She doesn't just list these program types and call it a day. She ends with a powerful call to action. What other programs are out there that support cultural identity?
I love that she leaves it open-ended because it emphasizes that this isn't a checklist. It's about a mindset, a commitment from colleges to create an environment where cultural identity is valued and celebrated.
Yes, and that it's an ongoing process of discovery. She even mentions this awesome resource called College Bound Journey, which helps students connect with mentors and uncover those hidden gem programs that might not be on their radar.
It's like having a guide in your corner, someone who understands your unique needs and aspirations and can help you navigate the often overwhelming world of college searching. Because at the end of the day, finding the right fit is about so much more than just academics, wouldn't you say?
100%. It's about finding a place where you feel seen, heard, and valued for your whole self, your cultural heritage and all. And that's something every student deserves. It really is, you know, about finding that sense of belonging,
right. That
place where you can truly thrive.
Yeah.
So, you know, what does all of this mean for you, dear listener? You know, if you're on this journey of finding the right college fit, remember, it's about so much more than just the courses you take or the major on your diploma.
It's about asking yourself, you know, where can I bring my whole self?
Right.
Where can I be surrounded by people who not only accept, but celebrate my cultural identity?
Yes.
Don't be afraid to look beyond, you know, the glossy brochures and really dig deep into what each college offers.
Exactly. Look for those programs, those resources, those communities that resonate, you know, with your personal story, with your cultural background, your aspirations, because when you find that place where your values align with the college's values, I mean, that's
where the magic happens.
That's where the magic happens.
Also,
it's like finding a second home.
Yes.
A place where you can connect with your heritage.
Yes.
Engage in meaningful dialogue and see yourself reflected in the curriculum, the faculty, the entire campus environment. And that, my friends, is invaluable.
It really is. And here's a final thought to kind of leave you with as you embark on this exciting journey. You know, Carrie's call to action at the end, it really got me thinking, you know, if you were designing a college program to support cultural identity,
yeah,
what would it look like?
What a great question to ponder.
Right.
What elements would be most important to you? Would it be about language revitalization,
yeah,
leadership development, environmental sustainability?
Or something completely unique. Keep that question in mind as you explore your options, because you never know.
You might just be the one to create it.
You never know.
That's it for today's deep dive into finding the right college fit.
Awesome.
We hope you found this exploration as enlightening as we have. And remember, your dream program might just be out there waiting to be discovered.